I wonder if you guys get tired of like the intro, you know, the boom, 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 boom. And what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Thrive Daily Podcast. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to keep on doing that or not. But either way, welcome back, guys, to another episode of the Thrive Daily Podcast, a podcast for the 5%, all about new mindset and that new perspective on life. We are rolling through these episodes. We're on episode 7. And I'm really trying to stay consistent with this because it's something I enjoy and I love listening to podcasts in the car and in the shower and all that good stuff. But I'm actually about to head to the gym, probably say that after like every episode. And then I got to go to Guitar Center and pick up some in-ears for church and also, you know, start working on getting this NYC video edited and put out for you guys. Speaking of which, yeah, I'm back from New York. Wow. My thoughts on that, I am in love. Like, I don't know if I would want to live there for a very, very long time, just because of, you know, again, the people, how much, just how the sheer amount of people that are there. But wow, New York City, what a place. So for those of you who didn't know, I recently took a trip. Patrick flew me out to NYC to do a little vlog and hang out with one of the bands he was driving, Winter Sun. And I was supposed to like just now be getting back, but our trip got cut early because I don't know if you guys have heard of the band 21 Pilots, but they needed the tour bus. And so we had to, it's pretty much right after we dropped off Winter Sun at the airport, we had to head back to Nashville to get the bus there for 21 Pilots to use. So pretty cool, but you know, trip got cut early and I was kind of sad at the same time. Like, I didn't have to pay for the trip. Like, Patrick is the OG and he's flown me out and the Lamb of God's flown me out one time down to Cali. So it's really been like a blessing and I can't complain about it. But wow. Okay, New York. I know for those of you who haven't been, I'm sure a lot of you have, but for those of you who haven't, because this is my first time, what you see in the pictures, to me, the whole time I was there, it was, this is not including Times Square, and that's what I'm going to get to. The whole time I was there before Times Square, it was one of those things I was like, wow, like this is amazing. But I was able to keep up. Like, my brain was able to process what was happening and take it all in and keep up with just the sheer amount of just stuff that's going on in the buildings and the people and the just everything. And so I was like, man, this is awesome. This is cool. And it was great. And I was vlogging it. And I kid you not, we were in the subway. And what happened was we were underground for a little while getting to like Times Square. We took a subway, which I vlogged. So you had to check out the vlog. But I remember just walking up the stairs to the city and just being in Times Square. And I remember just stepping those last couple stair steps or whatever and putting my head up and just being completely mesmerized. I tried to vlog for a little bit, but I literally took my camera and I was like, you know what? I got a few shots of Times Square. I filmed my reaction. I'm putting down the camera. Like, I want to take this in. And I could have literally probably stood there for 30 or 40 minutes just standing in Times Square and just looking. I was in complete awe. Like, everything you see in the pictures, it is like that. Like, it was unreal. And I cannot wait to go back next month. But yeah, guys, so NYC, awesome trip in the books. First time for that. Going next month. I'm actually going to be probably going twice by the end of the year. So that'll be really, really, really neat. Plans for upcoming trips. You know, I'm thinking NYC one or two more times. Patrick and I are actually flying out to Dublin, Ireland in a couple of days. Or not a couple of days. Like a week and a couple of days. And we're flying out the end of this month. We're going to go there for a little while, hang out with some of the bands, and get some dope pictures, see some cool castles, make a nice little vlog. It's going to be lit. Also, possibly going out to San Diego with Patrick again. They're going to fly me out there, hang out with him on the tour bus, do another tour bus across the country video. That'll be pretty sweet. I'll try to give you like a different perspective of what's going on. But all that being said, okay, this we're 5 minutes in and I'm just now getting into the topic of the video. Social media needs to be integrated into your life, if that makes sense, right? So, for example, me going to NYC, I wanted to vlog and I wanted to put it on social media because it's my first time, but I had to consciously be in the moment thinking about, okay, am I incorporating this content into my life, or am I letting it consume my life? And that is one thing I've personally struggled with. I don't know about you guys, but I'm actually on the other end of this whole social media thing, to where, you know, a lot of people talk about they're scrolling, right? Like you get consumed and you're scrolling on Instagram or you're on Facebook, you're watching people on YouTube and you're comparing and you're just obsessed, and like you spend so much time on there and comparing your life to their life and all blah, 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 blah. I do not struggle with that at all. I used to really struggle with the whole thing of comparing myself to other people and like being on Instagram and YouTube all the time and just getting down and all that crap. But I do not struggle with that. What I struggle with, guys, is the pressure / obligation to constantly be making content. Now, if you didn't enjoy making content, if you don't enjoy putting stuff out, you don't need to be doing it. Like, if it's a burden for you to make content, to vlog or do a podcast or post pictures on Instagram or da 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 da, stop, because that is obviously not your passion, and that's, you don't need to put time into something that you're not passionate about, that's gonna, you know, pay itself out in the end, right? Well, for me, it is passion. Okay, I promise you, I love it. Making this podcast right now for you guys is just like, you don't understand, like my heart's beating fast because I'm just so like into it and so excited. But what I have allowed to happen over the last little while is start to feel obligated to force content when I sometimes just want to not make any content. With NYC, I was forcing, like I wanted to give you guys as much as I could and like and video as much as I could and be on Instagram stories and da 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 da, and I sound like I'm speaking in tongues, but in reality, I was getting so stressed and consumed in trying to put that out for you guys that I lost some of the, I guess, presentness or intimacy with like being there in NYC. And so that was something I really had to stop and look at. And once I got to Times Square, I just was like, you know what? If this is about me, this is my first time here. And so whenever you're on social media or trying to make content, or if you're wanting to, you know, use that as something you want to do with your life, if you're really going to do it, you've got to make sure that you get your priorities in check and don't become stressed and feel like you have to make content out of obligation. Do it out of passion, out of love, out of drive and motivation that you enjoy doing it. And if it starts becoming something else, you really need to take back a step and look at what you're doing. You know, for you, what does that integration and not consumption look like? I don't know. It's different for everyone. For me personally, the consumption comes from starting to feel obligated to create content. For you, that integration and, you know, consumption thing, that may be you actually like consuming content on the consumer side. I don't know. But that's up to you to find out. Honestly, guys, this one's kind of like a random one, a random podcast, but something that's also been on my mind lately is, I'm going to get real with y'all. I've kind of felt distant from God. And there's a lot of, if you feel distant from the Lord, that doesn't mean that you're, quality of relationship or your quote-unquote intimacy with him is, you know, messed up. Like, that's not what it means. You're, how do I say this? I don't know how to really word this, but you can feel distant from God, but God still be right there by your side. And that's God is consistent, and he doesn't change. God isn't like fluctuating in his intimacy with you. He's always there. He stands at the door and knocks. But it's up to you whether or not you're going to let him in. So I've really been trying to dissect why I felt distant from God. And I finally got to a place where I was listening to this message by Francis Chan. And he was talking about how he was feeling distant from God too. And he just prayed and he asked God, you know, Lord, show me some love. And for a lot of people, that might sound weird to sit there and ask the Lord for him to show you love. Like, God, just show me some love. Like, well, what do you mean God is love? But I did the same thing because I, you know, I'd say like, well, Francis Chan did it, you know, I'll try it. And so I really prayed the Lord would just show me some love. And I kid you not, the entire rest of the day, all these little things were happening, all these little like confirmations and just acts of God showed up in my life. And it was one of those things where I was just like, man, you are freaking awesome. And you're right there all along. And like, that's exactly what I needed. And God answers prayers. He really does. I don't like this whole bull crap, whatever people are like, Lord, if it's your will or let your will be done. Like, if you want something and it is right and it is good, ask. Like, demand it. Like, God, show me love. Not, Lord, well, if you're in the mood and if it's your will to show me some love, like, you know, I'd love for you to kind of show up today. No, like, take it. Ask for it. He tells us to ask. And when you really grab a hold of God and you're like, Lord, I want you. I need you. Like, I want us to have this intimacy. That is good. That is pure. And God will honor that. And so if you're feeling distant from God, if you're feeling like disconnect in your relationship with him, I implore you to please sit down, pray with him, spend some time. And a lot of times for me, I'll get caught up in just asking God for like what I need instead of just spending time with him, literally not doing anything, not trying to like, okay, I like to compare it. If you've been in a relationship, which, you know, it's 2018, so I'm pretty sure just about everybody 3 years older have been in a relationship these days. But I don't know about y'all, but one of my favorite things to do is just spend time together. Sometimes I don't want to talk. I don't want to try to be asking them to do something for me, or I don't want to cook breakfast together or something. I just want to sit down and watch Netflix and not say a word, right? I don't want to say nothing. I just want to be in their presence with my significant other and spend time with them. It's the same thing with God. There is a time and a place to ask God for things. There's a time and a place for him to show up in your ways and help you through things and you guys be there and just going through life together. But there's other times when you just need to sit down, you know, turn on the TV, like, you know, metaphorically, and spend time with him. You know, like, God enjoys that. And in any relationship, you need that intimate, just one-on-one quality time together, aside from all the distractions and burdens of life. You need that. Take that time to spend with God. One thing I encourage you to do is grab a freaking journal or something. I've started doing this. I do not do it consistently, so I'm just going to be transparent. There's no consistency with it right now. Eventually, I want to get to that point. But last night, I was in my journal. I went to the coffee shop, and I wrote down my little journal of me being back from New York City. And then I did a little like subscript, and I had this section where it was my prayer journal, which is something that Pastor Skyler at The Refuge really, really pushes hard, is the prayer journal. And I started doing that. And really all it is you sit down and you let the Lord just download stuff to your mind, just speak into you, and you write that down. You write down your prayer journal. You write down what the thoughts that are arising in that intimate time of prayer. And you can do it in a public place. I did it in a coffee shop. I basically live at coffee shops, so pretty much anything I do is at a coffee shop besides working out. And take that time and just really hone in on the Lord and get intimate and spend some time in the word and in prayer, I'm telling you, your quality of relationship with the Lord will be increased, and he will show up in ways you would never, ever believe. That's all I got to say about the whole, you know, topic of the podcast. Is there anything else on my mind right now? Well, there's really a lot on my mind because I could talk for basically ever. Ooh, I just thought of something. So, kind of random, but I'm really into Gary Vaynerchuk. I don't know if you know, like, Gary V. He's the GOAT. I don't care what nobody says. But one thing that he really, really, like, drives home is this. It's three words. Four, really, but I like to say it's three. A girl, like, ran up to him right before he's leaving. Like, he rolled down his window. She's like, "Gary, give me three words," or something. And it's the first time I ever said it, and he's like, "You're going to die." And then he rolled up his window and left. It's the first time he said it, but he has come to a realization and adopted that three-word phrase, or four-word for all you freaking stupid nerds. "Oh, gee, it's three words. It's not three words. It's four. Grammar, whatever." Okay, three words. "You're going to die." And that has become, like, one of his iconic little phrases throughout his brand. And I really got to thinking about that last night. You're going to die. That shouldn't scare you. If it scares you, if you are scared when you hear the three words, "You're going to die," you need to do a heart check. And okay, serious moment. If that scares you, you really need to look at where you are with the Lord and reconsider your relationship with him, because that doesn't scare me at all. And for any born again believer that has a sound relationship and knows where they're going, it should not scare you. So, hey, check yourself if you're scared. But anyways, you're going to die. If there is something that you freaking want to do, you better do it. Don't wait till next week or when you have more money or when you have, you know, better hair or whenever you get that car or whenever you, you know, have the money to go out and buy this to prepare you for it and write the equipment or whatever. I don't care. Just start doing it, because I don't want to have any regrets. And there might become a point in my life where I am not able, mentally or physically able, to do the things that I once wanted to do. And the worst thing that could possibly happen to you is to have regret. And I do not want you to have any regrets. Regret is the worst. And that is something, if you go to hell, God forbid, if you go to hell, it's not going to be the gnashing of teeth. It's not going to be the burning, the heat, none of that. The worst thing is going to be the regret of you having the chance to accept God into your heart and you not doing it. And those people that came up to you and tried to lead you the right way and you denied it and you went your own way, the regret of knowing that everything you heard about God was true and now you're stuck in hell for eternity, that is what will eat you from the inside out. And that applies to the earthly physical realm here. If you have regret when you're older, your life's gonna suck. Like, I don't want to have any regrets at all. So everything that I want to do, I am doing now. 10 years from now, if everything that I do, the podcasting, the YouTube channel, the social media, the aspirations to start speaking and all that, music, drums, worship, everything, photography, videography, whatever, if all of that in 10 years doesn't go anywhere, I'll still have the rest of my life ahead of me. Think about that. If you are, honestly, if you're under the age of like 20 right now, and you're listening to this, you've got so much time. Take action on everything that you want to do, because even 10 years from now, if it all don't work out, and the odds of it not working out after putting in 10 years of consistent work are very slim, if it still doesn't work out, you can, you know what, go back, go to college for 4 years, go a different route, go get a stupid job in some corporate office and, you know, make $90,000 a year and have a good life. That's how I look at it. When people ask me, "Jay, what if it don't work out? What if everything you're doing just falls to the ground and it's all for nothing?" I'll be like, "Well, you know what? At least I tried. I won't have any regrets. All these aspirations, all these passions, all these dreams of me succeeding in these certain ways, if it all doesn't work out, at least I won't have any regret of what if. Well, what if I did that? Man, what would my life look like now if I didn't? I'll have done it, and I can say, you know what? It wasn't meant to be. That's all I got to say. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Keep grinding 24/7, 365, no sleep, but get your sleep. I love that phrase. That's my phrase, man. Thriving and grinding. You don't grind all the time, obviously, but I love it. I don't know. Keep grinding 24/7, 365, no sleep. Get your sleep because I support it. Love you guys. Gonna go work out. Get swole. See you in the next one. Deuce.